I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What do you do when your nation or community turns against you? Former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina fled the country in August after student-led uprisings. But what about minority Christians? Lior Sharker with A3 says that after the protests this summer, the once brutal police force can no longer preserve civil order. Christians are aware of the potential cost of speaking boldly of Christ.
Legally, we are free to preach the gospel, and even people can change their religion. But the problem is the practical reality. If anything goes wrong, people may get angry and come and attack the church, and we legally cannot ask, you know, support or help from the police. So that's why we are trying to go low profile.
Pray for faithfulness for these brothers and sisters in a testing situation. There's more in the full story at our website. And Guinea is one of the poorest countries in West Africa. Mission Aviation Fellowship flies in the gap with aviation services for humanitarian, medical, and gospel outreaches in the name of Christ. MAF's Guinea Country Director Lisa says,
this is 13 million unreached people who live in Guinea, and that means that you have 95% of the population who maybe don't know a Christian, or there's no churches in their communities.
MAF works with local believers.
Over 80% of our flights currently are for mission and church partners, which means that we are transporting pastors who are going maybe back to their home church, or maybe they're planting new churches. We've just heard of a new partner with us that wants to go out and plant 5 different churches in the interior.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.